takes 2.5 hours to go to New Orleans, but it takes you 5 hours to go to Lafayette. That's a long ride.
Now, when you were riding the horse, if you fell that way, you say you fell
backwards.
Okay, or fell
forward, legs to fall, legs fell on your face. You see, I'll fall forward like that, I'll fall backward like this.
Did you ever have that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Never. Well, you were pretty lucky on a
horse. Never did.
Oh.
I was in one way. Sometimes I'm sitting down there to just think what I done, what I was doing with a swing. I could have killed myself. I was young. What I used to do, we had beautiful tree, and I was in that swing, swinging around and cut myself on the other branch and do this and do that like a tomboy. But you know, I could have killed myself. Many times I think about that. I say, good old Lord was with me, that's all. I was always on the go, jumping around. None of my children took after me. They all dead, like their daddy. That's how he was. Never too scared of it. You know, not to credit them, but not me. I wanted to see what's going on, and I had to.
Yeah.
That's how I was. Jumping rope? Huh, boy, could I jump the rope?
You were one of the most lively people around.
That's right.
Now, when your race crops, how much would you raise? Your father would raise about, talking about tomatoes, how much he would get to, say, a row, he would get
about. Well, you see, it was going like this. He would have a patch that was for the tomatoes. He would have a patch for the cauliflower. He would have one for the cucumbers, one for the beans, that's how it was, because he had a big patch, you know, big farm, so that's how it was. But, and then they had about 24 little plants, and that would give you lots of tomatoes.
About 5 or 6 bushels?
Oh, yeah, that would give you lots of them. Oh, yes.
You'd say, well, he put them in what? When he picked them,
he put them in a hamper. They call that a hamper. It's a little hamper, but they pack them in there.
Yeah.
But we never had a chance to pack them because people were just buying them. As much as he could have there. And there's lots of time that the crop was nice, but lots of time that it was very, very puny. That, you know, it would dry. Well, before they come out, they would come just half green, and those bugs, those roots, we call them rollers. Well, like a worm, you'd eat them up, and then the corn and everything. Lots of time you had problem like that. You had problem like that with that.
And the skin would get all dry.
Yeah, but your eyes shrink like that, and they wouldn't be nice, you see.
Yeah.
And sometimes, well, like eggplant is very sound that you couldn't sell that because they're hard, you see. And the cucumbers, we had about 14, 15 hampers every day. We didn't have that. And he would bring that in New Orleans. They had a wharf there where they used to go. They called the Harbor, Louisiana. That's where they used to go there all the time.
Did he actually take all that stuff to
him? Oh, yeah, in his boat.
How did he get it up there?
Well, in his wagon and his horse. Oh, yeah, the hand.
It would take him 2 days to get to New Orleans.
No. They'd leave early in the morning. They'd be over there in Harvey the same day. You go in the boat the same day. You leave around here around 6 o'clock. You could be over there for about 5:30 in the evening. That if you don't stop nowhere, that you have no bed. I saw myself with sunny bad weather. I used to go with my husband. The boat would do this, come back. But I never was scared of that. Never did worry about that.
Now, what was made out of flour baked in loaves? Like your mother used to make, or your grandmother? Flour baked in loaves was...
You mean flour for bread like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, the flour, like I said, the flour, they had to buy the flour. My dad used to buy the flour. He'd go with his crop and sell his stuff. With the money he had, he'd buy what we needed. He'd come back with about 100 pounds sack. That's how it was. Sometimes 50 pounds.